Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I guess we're live now. Sorry about the 3-minute delay on the call in. I had a couple technical issues and my own fault for not getting it together in the 3 minutes prior to the show. Well, that's the way the old ball bounces sometimes. I went to see a movie tonight called Mall Cop 2. I had seen the first one and thought it was fairly funny. And I knew the reviews for it were bad, that it's not funny. And going by the reviews on the movie Her, how they claimed it was awesome and it sucked, I knew that whatever those review people said, I could take that as the opposite of what it would be. And I did have some times where I really laughed my guts out pretty good on this movie tonight. There was one scene where these old... Anyway, I'm wasting, burning up John's time. John's with us. John is... I talked with John earlier today about the this Jade Helm crap. And John gave me his opinion, and I said, well, I want you to tell me that opinion on the show, because I think it needs to... He's been listening, doing this stuff for a long time, and I think we're all sick of the fear-mongering, and I think basically, John, something to the effect that, it, you know, one big... when Big Mouth puts out some information and a bunch of little mouths pick it up and regurgitate it, in a sense, you know, I guess that's kind of what's going on now. But John, I'll let you go ahead and say it in your own words, since not.
Well, that's just my opinion on it, and I don't have anything specific, you know, to say about it, other than, you know, I did a Google search on it. I guess it was this morning or something. But anyway, I came up with one article that seemed to match it. And down towards the bottom of the page, there was a embedded YouTube video with Alex Jones. And I'm going, oh, crap. Well, this is probably the only source. Because even if you were to be able to find the same basic story on other websites, it would only just be other people repeating it. Not that I have specific proof in this instance, but just from my experience from previous stories of tracking things down, they're usually, even though they might be also picked up by 15 other, you know, independent internet talk show people or whatever, or bloggers, it'll end up coming from a single source who won't name, you know, where they got the information from.
Yeah, it's a secret. Secret in my mind. This Inquisitor, they say Walmart closures in Texas, California, Florida, and Oklahoma sparked mounting concerns over Operation Jade Helm 15. Of course, 2015, which just presupposes that, well, in 2016, there's going to be another Jade Helm, and 2017, until they get their ultimate purpose crap of fulfilling their, you know, Georgia Guidestones or whatever garbage, you know, live in peace and harmony with 500 million people, they'll keep doing these Jade Helm, with their computer program that keeps them going and doesn't let them get derailed if some, you know, the sun goes dark or the meteorites, you know, start hitting and another nuclear power plant explodes, you know, all these contingency things in a supercomputer or whatever, call Obama will get in front of the teleprompter and use his silver tongue to calm people down and pass out water in case a girl, women pass out on a hot day. Some crap like that, whatever. And who cares about Walmart? Walmart is just a big, you know, a huge... I don't know. You shop at Walmart, don't you, John?
Yeah, I do.
Occasionally. And they
more than occasionally. I go probably once a week.
They have very nice scooters. Do you ever use the mobility scooters in there?
No.
Because I noticed
it's more of a pain in the butt than it's worth.
Most of the people using those mobility scooters are the biggest, fattest, laziest. And I noticed when I had to use them because of leg or back issues or something, I was usually overweight from not walking. And there's some 300-plus pounders that use those scooters. But they're a nice convenience when you need them, but they can become addictive too. And you always do more shopping because it's so fun to just sit there in slow motion, just watching things go by effortlessly and throw stuff into the cart there and just, not have to exert any physical energy to propel yourself around this 200,000 square feet of shopping convenience. But, it's just a big, I think the average IQ in there is, you may drop a few points of IQ just for walking in the store. It's pretty low. I mean, have you noticed that among some of the workers and some of the people and some of the outfits you see in there? Some of the nightgowns?
Not especially, no.
Okay. Well, I guess it depends on the time of day. If you go at night, the freaks come out at night. Sun goes down, the freaks are in Walmart. Different colored hairs and anything freaky you can think about, wigs, zebra colored, whatever this, hair done with fluorescent colors and just craziness. It depends on the particular Walmart too. And of course, Spanish speaking, at least half of the people in the Walmart and most stores anymore are speaking a different language. And mostly Spanish than English. And I don't know about these Walmart closings. There's a bunch of crap in YouTube. You did a search in YouTube. There's several pages worth of different search results in YouTube. And of course, Alex Jones heads them up. Some of the biggest things. There's a Fox News discussion there. Martial law in effect. These drills that go live and they never were really meant to be drills. And on and on and on. Southwestern U.S. I guess 10 states. Lieutenant Colonel Cotton lies about J-Dome. The secret that is too big to keep quiet. It's a really a monumental operation, supposedly. All news, pipeline, Walmart closings, and Jade Helm. And the China connection. Walmart supercenters. Going to be retrofitted for processing centers? Who knows? I don't know. There's actually, if you type I got 2.15 million hits in the Yahoo search for typing in Jade Helm, and I spelled Helm wrong with an A in the middle. The real way to spell it is with no A in Helm, apparently. I don't know. And that gives, 2 million results as well. So, I don't know. But Alex Jones did talk about it on the show tonight, the Sunday edition, along with the DC male DC madam that was talking about Ronald Reagan and gay prostitutes and child prostitutes for a lot of that were requested among many Congress people and such, that this gay madam, I guess, would refuse to supply children. I guess that means under 18. These prostitution for the to DC clientele, but I don't know. It's I should have done some more research, but I just really wanted to, you know, get your opinion out there, John, regarding,
well,
you know, fear mongering.
Walmart store closings here. Says five cities. There are five stores that were closed in the last 6 months. Brandon, Florida, Pico Rivera, California, Livingston, Texas, Midland, Texas, and Tulsa, Oklahoma. It said, they're closed for plumbing problems. But then this article says, well, there was no plumbing permits pulled for any of these. So they don't know what's going on. It sounds weird. So, and what are you saying about this, that Alex Jones is picking up on the story and putting some kind of a sinister explanation for it?
No, I think when we were talking earlier today, we were both agreeing that he was kind of spearheading.
Because you mentioned it twice. You mentioned it to me when we were talking before. You mentioned it during the show just now. You mentioned the Walmart stores. And why?
But what about the World
War
III?
Where did you get this idea?
Well, these different websites. I mean, here's one on ScribD. It's about World War III preparation and that this Jade Hill martial law situation. It's 2 months long World War III martial law exercises held in seven states from July 15th to September 15th this year. So that's only, what, 3 months away, about a little less than 3 months till it starts, and it goes July, August, September. That's, yeah, and it's going to last, I guess, 2 months. But July 15th to August, August to September. Okay, I guess that's 2 months. And they're supposed to embed themselves into society, civilization, kind of blend in, you know, with locals and find out about back roads and, you know, woodland routes and such that aren't on, you know, main military blending and assimilation, integration, if you will. That's one of the things I heard, that's one of their goals. And, of course, if they put the year on it, that means they're going to do it next year, too, because, you know, that's the only reason you put a year on it is because you want to segregate it from another time frame in which future time frame that it's going to happen. I don't know. Maybe there was a past Jade Helm that wasn't exposed or something.
Here's
Jade
one
Helm.
Article I'm looking at that is suspecting that the reason why these particular Walmart stores were closed is because these were places where there was activists that work trying to unionize the workers. And that sounds like a better explanation to me. Instead of trying to deal straightforward with these labor union activist type people, they just say, well, where's the worst cases in all of our stores where these people are trying to, what do they call it? What's the word? There's a term for
interoperable. Interoperation?
Gather people together. There's a term for it.
Crowdfunding?
Creating unions.
Kickstarting?
No, with labor unions.
Oh.
Collectivized,
yeah.
I think that's the
blue collar.
They're trying to unify them, collectify them. There's a fucking term for what you do in order to what these trade union people do. When they go into a business and they round up all the workers and they have these discussions with them and they try to convince them all to...
The union meeting? Town hall meeting?
No! Labor union!
Okay.
Don't you understand what a labor union is?
Yes, I do. It's a union meeting, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's a term for it.
Okay.
I can't think of what it is, but it's like collectivizing workers to join the union. So instead of going into some kind of a situation where you might have a bunch of lawsuits involved, it would be a lot simpler just to say, well, we have to close the store for some renovations, and everybody's fired. And we'll give you a 2-month severance pay, and get the hell out, because it's easier to deal with it like that than it is to end up with a bunch of, you know, lawsuits and crap. I would do it.
Yeah,
I did it with this. When I had my store, I had this girl working for me, and I decided I had to fire her because she was just losing her mind. I don't know what her problem was, but she wasn't concentrating on the work. And she walked out of my store with the stock store with the cash register full of money, you know, hundreds of dollars of money, just cash sitting right there, and walked out without locking the front door because she was in a big tizzy or whatever, and she was all stressed out and she didn't lock the door. And I wanted to fire her, and I decided, well, she's throwing up a big fucking fit about this. I said, well, look, listen, here's the scene. Here's the situation. I'm closing down my business. I'm locking the doors. It's shut down. It's closed. I'm liquidating all my stuff. I'm getting rid of it. I'm not renewing my lease. I'm getting out of my lease, paying off the guy who owns the store. But he made me pay a thing to get out of the lease, extra money, blah, blah, blah. And I just shut down the business because I didn't want this fucking girl causing me trouble, because she had been working for me for almost like 2 years or something. So she could have made a whole bunch of hullabaloo, but I had no good reason to fire her, even though she walked out of the store and left the door.
That sounds like a pretty good reason, though, John, that they left the door on them.
Rather than to get into a bunch of legal bullshit that might stretch on for years, you know, and have to hire lawyers and end up paying fucking penalties and fines and bullshit, I just closed the whole fucking store and said, this business no longer exists. You don't have a job.
Okay.
I'm not just firing you. I'm ending this business and sign our good riddance. Mm-hmm. And that was the easiest way to deal with her.
Problem solved, yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, this is probably what's going on. Instead of creating a bunch of these sinister New World Order takeover and blue list, red list bullshit from Alex Jones, you know, there's a plausible explanation if you just dig into some of these business oriented news articles.
Sure. I don't doubt it. Walmart is, you can't be top dog forever, and Walmart has been one of the biggest, if not held definitely top 10 and number one position for on and off over the years.
It works out good in the short term for people that want to shop there, but for the long term, it's like a destroying businesses, because what they're doing is undercutting everybody in order to maximize profits and stuff.
Right.
And they're just same thing with Amazon. Amazon has been in business for years and has never made a profit, because all they've been doing is funneling
growing,
all the business
growing.
To themselves and putting everybody else
growing,
out of business
growing.
By undercutting them.
Monopolizing,
they don't care if they make a profit or not, because once they destroy all their competition, then they can charge whatever the hell they want. So there's, you know, who else are you going to go to after every brick and mortar store in the world shuts down because everybody's buying their crap mail order?
Well, this they got a red map on. They got these seven states: California, Nevada, Utah, Colorado, maybe. I think it dropped out. Arizona, New Mexico, Texas, and California, Nevada, and Colorado are blue. Brown is New Mexico. Light blue is Arizona. But there's this pocket of Southern California they call insurgent. The whole state of Utah is red. And the whole state of Texas is red. I think that means hostile. Blue means permissive. Brown means uncertain, leaning hostile. And light blue, like Arizona, uncertain, leaning friendly, which I heard that Arizona has the biggest militia organization. I forgot the name of it, but I'm pretty sure it's Arizona that has the biggest organization of militia. So I guess it's a friendly militia. But yeah, the whole state of Texas is red, hostile, they say, as well as the tiny tip of Southern California, and then the whole state of Utah. And so this document's at Scribd. It's an unclassified document, and you know, it's United States Special Operations Command, honing advanced skills. Military and interagency require large areas of undeveloped land with low population density with access to towns, and they're going to conduct quality training and all this crap, and operating outside of normal support mechanisms, adapt to unfamiliar terrain, social and economic conditions, and communities where anything out of the ordinary will be spotted and reported. Locals are the first to notice something out of place. They want to work with civilians and gain their trust and an understanding of the issues. What issues are we? This sounds like the damn Delphi train meeting crap. What issues are we? What issues? The economy sucks. That's the issue. It sucks. We're paying all this money to the DOD for bullshit. You know, things like this crap. I don't know how realistic it is. That's the issue. Military's too big. There's no.
This is a plan.
You know,
this is a plan. Have you ever studied the military takeover of Iraq and how they tried to run that as a government? Okay, if you go in there and you do shock and awe and you take out the leadership of a country, Iraq, okay, what do you do afterwards? Well, you had the military had to go in and set up local government, and they were the acting judges and mayors and all this stuff. But it was all just inserted in there by saying, well, we're the Americans. We just took over your country, and we're your government. And when it's talking about listening to concerns, well, if you're all of a sudden the government, all of the populace is going to come to you and say, hey, well, we got a problem because you guys blew up our water treatment plant and we don't have any water. Or, hey, you guys blew up our electric plant. Now we don't have any electricity. What are you guys going to do about it? We're concerned because we have no water and we have no electricity. And all of a sudden, if you're the government, then you have to say, well, either just fuck you and we just want you all to die, or they're going to have to say, well, since we're the government, we're responsible for these things, and we're going to see if we can set up something where you guys can have electricity and water. And that's just the way it is. It's martial law. If you take out the existing government and say, now we are the government, the military, then you have to figure out how to govern. Do you actually do? Well, you have a meeting when you say, look, we're the military government, so the people that come from the town come to you and say, hi, we're going to have a meeting and we're going to discuss the situation here and what we expect, you know, from you, the fucking de facto government. You know, that's all it is, but they're training people to do that in America, not in Iraq or some other country that they're going to take over. They're training on how to do it here. It's a military takeover exercise. It's exactly what it is. What they do is they put it undercover saying, well, okay, suppose another country came in, like China, and said one day, well, we own the western part of America because thousands of years ago Chinese sailors landed in California, and so we own it, and not you guys from Europe because we were here first, so we just own it.
Right.
Well, the military would have to step in and say, F you guys, because, you know, we have our own government that's been in place for the last couple hundred years, and we don't need Chinese telling us what to do, so screw you. And now that everything's all in chaos, we, the government, the military, is now the government until we can get things sorted out and get rid of these Chinese people or whatever. That's
right.
The cover story. No, that's their cover story that they give. This is what the military gives in order to make the people not riot and try to fight it and complain about it. because they always have to have a cover story for everything they do.
Oh, yeah.
And that's their cover story. Yeah. No, I read the articles. I don't know what you're reading.
Sure.
You're reading things like one little word at a time, and you don't understand what you're looking at. They're planning a military takeover and running under martial law, the United States, this country, not some foreign country that we're at war with. They're talking about our country. But they have a cover story where everybody thinks it's okay. They just say, oh, well, in the event of a takeover by China, blah, blah, blah. And then everybody's going to say, okay, fine, good. Yeah, we need exercise like this. Because people believe a little
It sounds really, on the surface, it sounds really good, just like global warming.
You only have to
carbon.
Fool half of the people.
Right.
The 50% of the dumber, less intelligent people, you tell them a story that seems plausible to them, and you don't care about the rest of the people, what they care. Doesn't matter.
Yep. I'm with you on that, John. I don't know how much research you did, but obviously you know.
No, I did about 5 minutes of research.
Okay.
I scanned several articles in 5 minutes, and that's, you know, what I'm talking about. Because you see a pattern when you study this stuff all the time. You see the patterns, and you understand, you recognize what you're looking at. You know, I'm not starting from day one, like what you're saying, starting your show. I've been studying this shit for 30-something years. Been listening to conspiracy radio stuff for on and on every single day for 30 years. Before I even...
Well, that
even
would go back to 1980, right? 1985?
From the 70s. I started doing this stuff.
40?
Well, okay, so 30 years. Is, well, it's not...
35?
It's a lot longer than that. I started listening to conspiracy radio shows in California in 1975.
I was just trying to call some. There's some contact information at the end of this Jade Helm exercise. They got a operations planner, a project lead, an affairs officer, an operations planner, and that you may have heard that in the background. That was some guy regarding the public affairs. That was the message you heard, and they give an email as well as a phone number. And let's see, I wonder what the 910 area code is, John. I'm just curious.
What is it? What area code?
And 910. It's not Washington D.C. That's 212 or something.
What is it again? 919.
910. I'm guessing it's somewhere in the southeast because that's where all this crap. That's southeastern North Carolina. Oh, that's weird.
Tennessee. Wait a minute.
Tennessee.
What is it? 901.
910.
Oh, 910.
Yeah.
Okay, I was looking at 901. Yeah, North Carolina.
Huh. Why would they
website
be having these numbers in North Carolina when their operation is in Southeast America? That's weird, isn't it?
No, because there's military bases in North Carolina.
Well, there's military bases in every damn state, isn't there?
Yeah, but there's a major one in North Carolina. My dad was stationed there when he was in the military.
And isn't that where the birthplace of Flight is, the Wright brothers? Or is that South Carolina?
Well, that's kind of a distraction there. But, Camp Lejeune.
Master of the human domain.
Camp Lejeune was in North Carolina. Camp Lejeune, Marine Corps Base, Camp Lejeune. 246 square mile United States military training facility in Jacksonville, North Carolina. Camp Lejeune, that's a big major military base. It's a huge training center. That's where they did the East Coast training for the Marines before they shipped them off in World War II. home of expeditionary forces.
I mean, that's a long way away from the command center or that. I mean,
home of expeditionary forces in readiness. That's Camp Lejeune in North Carolina.
Is that where Paul Revere?
Expeditionary forces in readiness. That's the home of expeditionary forces. So if you're going to send an expedition to take something over, this is the headquarters for it, or the home base of it, the expeditionary force. So anyway, I'm just saying, North Carolina, that's one that comes to mind, Camp Lejeune. That's my older brother and two older sisters were born there. I was born on a military base too, but one in California.
Hmm.
But anyway,
I mean,
that's where
Walmart.
my dad was stationed there in North Carolina, and then he got transferred to the West Coast, and then that's when I was born.
Well, we have seen the 9/11 that was supposedly a simulation, supposedly a drill that went live.
Yeah, they were having
a
drill that day on 9/11, and they had a military unit there at Battery Park, about 4 miles south of the Trade Center towers, that were there in operation that morning, and they had taken over a little command center there in Battery Park. Right below the main road there, the West Highway, and the drill was, what would you do if somebody hijacked the airliner and crashed it into the World Trade Center? They were running that drill right there then, before it even happened.
Yep, yeah, that, and there's the 7/7 bombing in London. That that's not an American.
Yeah,
well, maybe it is.
Yeah, definitely. That's the same thing. They hire these guys to be actors to do this little role play thing that was supposed to be a drill of somebody bombing a subway, and then they just switched it, went live, and said, "Yeah, this guy here that we had hired, well, forget that, and now we're going to say that he's a suspect and he's planting bombs." And it just went like that.
And
Oklahoma
City, 1995.
Yeah, they had drills there. They had the BATF, all these guys all in their equipment and their full gear, ready for a bomb thing, sitting out there outside the building before the bombs went off.
Even David Koresh, Waco, Texas, that was never supposed to be a mass killing of people. That was supposed to end nicely and just take as long as it needed to get these people out of the compound, they called it. This whatever the David Koresh's, you remember that. That was just before Waco or Oklahoma
City,
wasn't it?
Yeah, it was called Mount Carmel. The Mount Carmel Church there at the...
1993, I think. Or
on this 91. Piece of farmland there, a ranch or whatever. Farm with its own church there, Waco, Texas. It's called Mount Carmel. Church.
And
Well, you don't hear that name that much because they want to just call it, the Koresh compound. They don't want people to understand that they were doing a full-on invasion of a church. So they leave that part out.
If you have a lot of Alex Jones video sets, his really early work is around. He goes to Mount Carmel, and he goes to a local church, and he actually has a long.
Oh yeah, he was involved in rebuilding the church. It supposedly built another church where the older one has been destroyed, and they built a little church thing, and really more like just a shrine. But that was all a joke because the people who built the church were actually the enemies of David Koresh, because you had this cult group and you had different characters who were vying for power that wanted to be the head of this cult group. And they got pissed off when David Koresh you know, took up the leadership, and they were jealous, and they would criticize him and say all kinds of evil things about him. And that's where you get these stupid little stories about, oh, yeah, he was, you know, having sex with all the women there and this one 12-year-old girl and blah, blah, blah. All that crap. That's all stuff that was ready to go because you had all these people that hated him that were ready to say anything evil about him. But you had this whole thing that was co-opted after David Koresh was dead for themselves. But, of course, it's never going to go anywhere because these people just didn't have the talent. They don't have the knowledge of the Bible that David Koresh did because David Koresh was a student of Bible prophecy, and he could go on and on and on about all these verses in Revelation and stuff, whereas other people just didn't. They just wanted the power and to be little rulers or something, but they just didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
And let's not forget the Sandy Hook, all the crisis actors in there, the people, you know, the vets and stuff that have had their legs and arms blown off, and that it's really easy to just have some Hollywood makeup.
Boston Marathon thing.
Yeah.
You're talking about.
Yeah. Boston Marathon, excuse me. Well, Sandy Hook was another situation that just is full of mysteries. But the Boston Marathon bombing, I mean, that was a big. That was another drill, but then the media picked it up as a lie.
Exactly. That's why if you ever hear about any kind of a drill happening, you need to get the hell out of there in a big hurry because you don't know when these things are going to go live.
Yeah,
somebody told me, we're going to have a drill. I'm out of there, man. I'm not going to be around for that.
Do you ever listen? Do you ever see, go to the website, Brother Nathaniel, he has some YouTube videos. He's a former, raised as a Jew and converted to Christian, and he basically talks about that the Jews run this country, and you know,
I listened to Deanna Spingola, and she has guests on there that talk about that kind of stuff. And she was just had a show Saturday for 3 hours, so you can listen to from one of her websites. I was listening to it today, and it's this guy has this independent newspaper called the Toronto Street News or something. But he was talking about this guy, Lenny. I forgot already what it was.
Deborah Tavares says at StopTheCrime.net. She also does exceptional.
Lenny
She's
Bloom.
Over in California.
Lenny Bloom, the guy's real name is...
you ever heard of
Nathan,
the Ring of Power? There's a video series called The Ring of Power. I think that's Deborah Tavares narrating that whole thing. It's like 3, 4, or 5 hours worth of video on all things going back to the JFK and all that stuff from, you know, all these conspiracies, lots of in-depth, of course, 9/11 and Patriot Act. But I think they're up for renewing the Patriot Act, if I'm not mistaken. That was being talked about a lot in different channels, that they want to renew, you know, it expires. They probably want to add some crap and et cetera, et cetera. But I did read something good that on the 15th, the Congress or something passed some restrictions against the IRS from, you know, trying to do any targeting of things like Tea Party or different parties and things like that, you know, just because of a certain administration in office. And I'm looking at StopTheCrime.net. I don't see anything on Jade Helm come up immediately, but I'll search real quick on in her site here, and she talks a lot about waters and weapon wars, water wars, kids for profit, water theft, land theft, the meters, the electromagnetic radiation from the smart meters.
What are you talking about now?
Deborah Tavares.
Ooh,
yeah, well, she's on RB.
She's on.
Do you know
what?
That Deborah? Did you know Dr. Stan Monteith died?
Yeah, I used to listen to her show. I didn't know that
he died last year. Yeah,
well,
September
29th. I guess I didn't know. Okay, never mind.
I just. I mean, I didn't know that
he was pretty old.
Yeah, he had a Radio Liberty, his own radio.
Yeah, I know. I used to listen to it.
Yeah. Born in 1929, so he was 80 something, right? Talks about the Bundy Ranch. I guess the Bundy Ranch 1 year anniversary siege that just happened last week or so. And so on and so forth. But, it's a pretty bad, crap going on out there. And, you know, all this Jade Helm does is just make you think about the movie Red Dawn, where North Korea comes. Well, you